People are often surprised to learn that we have a large group of researchers here at Facebook with backgrounds in fields like social psychology and communication and anthropology. Our jobs are to understand how Facebook affects people's lives and look for ways to make it better. I'm Maura Burke. I'm a research scientist here at Facebook, and my background is in well-being. So how our social relationships affect people's feelings of social support and happiness and loneliness. We run hundreds of interviews every year around the world in people's homes with the help of translators. And we look for large-scale quantitative patterns in the ways that people use Facebook, basically to understand what works well and what we can improve. A lot of people around the world wonder and worry about the effect of social technology on well-being. And that really matters to us at Facebook, too. And so we do a lot to understand the existing scientific research and to conduct more. And what we find is that it's a lot like how you spend your time offline. It really depends on what you're doing online. Passively scrolling through stories about other people is a lot like watching TV. It can be entertaining and enjoyable, but it doesn't have strong social benefits. Instead, it's important to interact one-on-one with people that you care about. So writing a comment on a friend's post or sending each other messages, these are the kinds of actions that can boost well-being. It's a lot like being at a party. You can't just sit in the corner. You need to interact with people that you care about in order to have a meaningful experience. We use this research to better design Facebook to encourage people to interact one-on-one with friends and not just mindlessly scroll through stories. We regularly publish in the top scientific journals, and we collaborate with faculty and grad students. We want as many of the best minds thinking about these issues of how technology affects our lives. One of the professors that we work with regularly is Bob Kraut from Carnegie Mellon University. He's been studying how the internet affects people's lives for more than 25 years.
Well, it's hard to figure out what the impact of technology is on people's lives. In some of the earliest research that we did, most people were interacting with strangers online. And when they interacted with strangers, the consequence seemed to be that they were experiencing more stress, kind of loneliness, more depression. What's happened in the intervening years is that more and more of the people that you know and care about are now online. And when you do communicate with those people that you care about and have substantive conversations with them, then that seems to be associated with improvements in well-being. So there are a couple of problems with understanding the relationship between how people use social media and their well-being. The first issue is distinguishing mere association from causation. So I think the big problem is that most of the research on this topic is flawed. Almost all of it asks people how they're feeling right now and how much they've used kind of technology in the recent past. And with that kind of data, you can't distinguish whether use of technology is causing people to feel bad or whether people who feel bad are using technology more, perhaps to self-medicate. I think the second problem is an over-reliance on broad self-report measures of what people are doing online. In order to understand how use of technology is influencing people's lives, you need to have detailed information about exactly what they're doing online. And people just don't have the memory capability to tell you that kind of detail. The best research kind of handles this problem through experimentation, in which some people are assigned to use the internet for a period of time and other people are prevented from it. And then you're trying to compare people's well-being after these experiences, or research that uses longitudinal data collection where you're measuring how they feel over periods of time and seeing how the use of technology leads to or is associated with changes in their feelings of loneliness or depression.
Facebook's mission is to give people the power to build community and bring the world closer together. To do that, we have to understand how Facebook affects people's lives and friendships. We're not just here to capture time from people mindlessly scrolling through stories and feeling lonely. That's not in anyone's best interest, because if you feel lonely, you won't come back. Instead, we use research to better inform the design of Facebook to support the kinds of one-on-one interactions that people find meaningful in the long term.